For here we are not afraid to follow truth, wherever it may lead, nor to tolerate error, so long as reason is free to combat it. Thomas Jefferson. To know when we are wrong is all that we shall ever know in this world. F.M. Alexander. If there are indeed angels, or other beings of a more subtle realm, I do not for a moment doubt that from their perspective of serene, unneutral objectivity, which comes so naturally with great distance and repose, on the morning of July the 16th in the year of 1945, sir, at a place in the New Mexico desert called prophetically Journey of Death, they surely witnessed with great horror and consternation as humanity took its first step down the tragically mistaken path. As Robert Oppenheimer, one of the most prescient physicists who worked on the development of the first nuclear bomb, and who was later brutally ostracized for this very reason, said of this moment years later, a few people laughed. A few people cried. Most people were silent. I am here not so much concerned about what is commonly regarded as the nuclear debate, that is, whether or not nuclear power is necessary to address climate change, or whether or not there is an irrational, exaggerated fear of the health effects of radiation. This is because I feel that what passes for debate or argument is really by and large what I call conclusionary rhetoric. This is a kind of arguing backwards and disingenuously from rigidly held conclusions, together with what a better informed and wider perspective would most certainly see as but obvious and blatant self-interest. This is evidently the price we pay for scientific illiteracy, one of the many negative side effects of an essentially anti-democratic, fundamentalist-style home schooling so popular in North America, and now coming full circle to fill the halls of Congress. It is also a result of a more general disinterest in the deeper formative movements of thought itself. Instead of debate in this limited sense, personally I am much more concerned about initiating and sustaining in an ongoing, serious way, dialogue. I am using the word here in the sense that the late American physicist and philosopher, David Bohm, himself a student of Oppenheimer and forced to flee the U.S. after he refused to testify against him before the House Committee on UN American Activities. Bohm suggested that we consider dialogue in terms of its root meaning, a kind of idea or through flow of logos or meaning. So the image suggested to me here is one of friends sitting alongside a clear mountain stream and discussing in a free, open, convivial way, real primary problems, and not simply taking aim, as it were, and throwing hard and fast conclusions at one another. Entering this dialogue, my own views are simple and explicit. I refuse to complicate what should be crystal clear. The nuclear path was simply a mistake, a profoundly tragic one. And, as any mountaineer knows, when we are on the wrong path, when we are lost, the first thing we must do, above all else, is stop. Take our bearings. Retrace our steps. That is why I have organized the 20-some films brought together here in what I am calling a dialogue page in the way I have, so that we may carefully, alone or together, in a calm, contemplative way, retrace these steps, and discover where and how we went wrong. In our more quiet, honest moments, when we have inner visions of the nuclear world, I think we tend to see frightening images of men in white protective suits, or worse, men on TV, using this utterly incomprehensible language characteristic of the nearly disembodied literal man, a kind of error poetry of Rems and Sieverts and Megatons and Kidicalities and Half-Lives and Hydrogen Events. This is, in my view, the highly confused and confusing language of the wrong path, and only of interest insofar as it is necessary to correct the mistakes we have made. For clearly, there is but one, not scientific, but moral fact. Nuclear weapons and nuclear power are inseparable from each other. This has been demonstrated time and time again. Just as Oppenheimer saw that it was impossible to keep the physical science of bomb production secret, we should now also see that it is impossible to keep any nation with reactors, if it chooses to do so, from developing bombs. Yet, Governments now are going to the brink of war, as this is being written for these very impossible and contradictory reasons. This is where I think the dialogue should begin, and not the important, but less primary problems, of say, CO2 levels in the atmosphere, or alternative energy sources, as vital and urgent as these issues may also be. For if the violent fragmentation of consciousness is the key psychological problem of our time, as I think it is, wreaking havoc in both our relationships with each other and with our relationships with the Earth, then the fragmentary species of science which has broken matter itself apart while unleashing nuclear terror upon the world, a science largely devoid of ethics, largely unrooted in the sense of place and Earth, is this disturbed psyche's logical, physical, and technological counterpart. Most were silent, indeed. I.20.2012. The South WALLOWAS, Oregon.